This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now we're going to do our best to take our mind off everything that's going on. It's kind of hard to do. We'll do 4 hours of gardening questions and answers for you to just think about something else. Because no matter where you look, there's something about COVID-19. And let's think about some happy things. You know, obviously, we're going to think about it. But let's think about the garden. Let's think about the yard. Let's think about enjoying the plants. You know, there's a lot of garden centers still open out there. A lot of them are, what they're doing is curbside and delivery. So what that is you can still get to their garden center and look from afar. Because I know that just walking through a garden center sometimes just makes you feel better. But if you're looking for certain things, there's a lot of garden centers out there that are open with curbside pickup. But you know, let's think about the garden. Let's think about the yard. Because the way things are going, we're going to be at home for a while. So let's have it look good, right? Let's get some things figured out and make this place look, you know, your place look even better. So we'll talk about a bunch of different things today of what you can be doing. Got an interview with Victoria from Natural Alternative coming up later today. So that'll be good. She'll be on around 8 o'clock. In the meantime, I know we already have a call on the way, so we're going to get right to the phone lines. Who's up first today?
First today, we have Trish in New Hampshire.
Trish, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, a few years ago, I purchased an ironwood from my local nursery, and it doesn't seem to be thriving, and I can't find anything online really on how to care for it. It's growing leaves up the main stem, but the branches off of it from the bottom, they're only getting leaves few and far between.
Okay. Now, are you having this as like a plant in inside? Is that what we're, or are you having this outside? Because I know it's more of like a, sometimes the ironwood in our area, there's different varieties.
Yeah, this is outside.
This is
outside, and it was outside when I bought it.
Yep.
It's probably 6 or 7 years old when I bought it.
The one I was thinking is one that's there's another one that is in the western part of the country in like Arizona. I was thinking the desert variety. I apologize. Okay, so how old is it at this point?
It's got to be 7 or 8 years old. I think I've had it for 2.
Okay, And when you planted it, what did you plant it in for conditions? Sunny, shady?
Yeah, it's actually sunny. It's basically in the middle of my lawn because it's kind of ornamental.
Yes.
And it's got good soil, good drainage. It's basically, you know, got its own spot, and I can't figure out if that's how it's supposed to look, or, you know, it just looks very sparse to me, and it doesn't look like it's growing.
Yep, no, understandable.
The leaves are beautiful.
Okay, so what have you done fertilizing-wise?
I haven't done a whole lot. I'm not really sure, except for regular compost, like the seashell compost.
Yep. Okay, so what I'd like to see you do is this spring, you can do this right around now, be looking to purchase a product called Tree Tone from Espoma. Tree Tone is an organic fertilizer that actually has some mycorrhizae in it that's beneficial for the root system to help develop a little bit more. It'll push it through, get it developed quickly. Now, the way you do this is you would place the fertilizer on the drip line of the tree. So however wide the tree is considered the drip line. So then basically what I'd like you to do is on the package it'll tell you by height how much you will use.
Mm-hmm.
And so divide that in four and then make four holes in like a circle on the drip line of the tree itself. Take a shovel, just go into the ground a bit. Don't, if you feel like roots or anything, don't try to cut them. But I just want you to get the get a hole on the side just to get the fertilizer in there, right? And you put it on four holes, cover those back in, then water the plant in. That's going to be a nice slow-release fertilizer for the season. You'll do it again in the fall, just at half the rate, okay? The other thing I'd like to see you use for something that's not thriving like that is Natural Alternative has a product called Protolizer. Protolizer is like vitamins for your plant. It works with your fertilizer. It's for specific reasons like this. When a plant isn't thriving, isn't doing what it should be doing, so you start with the fertilizer, but what this does is this adds some extra extra nutrients to it. It's actually going to work with the fertilizer, make the fertilizer more active for it. It's also going to work with anything that's in the soil to bring the nutrients that are needed to the plant to be active as well. Okay. So it's a combination. It's like a 1-2 punch for it that really works well. The protolizer, at first you would do it once every 2 weeks, just to really try and push into that growth. And then from there, you'll start to do it like once a month, maybe a little bit more in between it. The other thing is a lot of times with trees, bringing them home and then planting them in the ground, it takes a few years to really get established. The first couple of years, it's working on its root system. It's working on making sure it's going to stay in the ground. You know, it's going to get those roots deep to hold itself. So it's going to focus more on what's going on underneath the soil than above. So you might actually see a big change in the growth this year, in like the third year of having it in the ground. I noticed that with a lot of trees and shrubs, that the first couple years, you know, they'll grow a bit, but their third year, you almost kind of notice that it's like, whoa, something just happened. Something clicked. They just kind of get used to the area as well. But again, I think a lot of that's to do with the fertilizer starting to really kick in and working that way. The other thing you can do to look at it, if you're worried about it not having enough branching / leaves, it's just not looking full enough, there is some pruning you can do to try and promote new growth.
Okay.
So you can cut like a third back of the tree. Basically, at this point, I'm sure you're probably seeing little like buds on the branches.
Well, I'm not sure. Because it says that it's like it should flower more in towards the winter and fall.
Yep.
And I can't tell if the branches. I haven't pruned it, but I can't tell if the branches, because they don't have any leaves or much of anything, that if they're dead or they're not. When I bend them, they're still viable.
So what you can do right now is just take your fingernail, your thumbnail, whichever nail you choose, and scratch the bark a little bit, right? And see if it's green underneath it. If it's green underneath it, it's still viable, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure at this point, it might be a little bit later depending upon where you are in New Hampshire. I'm sure the more north you are, the less you're seeing buds on trees. We are a little bit, depending upon the temperatures, just fluctuated. After this week looks beautiful, so hopefully you'll start to see some of those buds pop out. You'd be able to prune back to some of where those buds are to get it to grow a little bit more and fill out this season. With it flowering in the winter, not winter, but fall, winter, this is the perfect time to be pruning it. So hopefully that helps for you. Does that answer your questions?
Yeah, it helps a lot, yeah.
All right. Well, good luck, Trish, and have a great one.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
If you like the garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number is 855-660-4261. And I just want to wrap up one thing from the last call with the pruning. I had said, you know, prune it back by a third. But just go through, like I said, scratch with your fingernail. And see what's viable and what's not. Get rid of some of that dead wood. Get rid of some of the branches that are cross branches as well. And you're going to notice that it's going to really help for it with that ironwood tree. So just one thing I wanted to add to it. We do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right to it. Nathan, who's up next?
Andy's here in Minnesota, and he wants to discuss starting a vegetable garden.
Perfect. Andy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Well, you know, it's like the snow is pretty much melted, and, you know, if I'm thinking I got to, you know, pull up the sod. And so if you're starting a vegetable garden from scratch, and you're going to pull up your sod and, you know, just... Do you know, I got sandy soil, so does that mean I pretty much dig down, add black dirt, and then starting a vegetable garden from scratch? I was also wondering, like, can you plant tomatoes from seeds, or should you be planting them, like, already grown? Just kind of like the basics on, like, yeah, maybe zucchinis and whatever, you know?
Okay. So a couple things for you to do. Now, if you take an area like you're looking at, cut the sod out and get rid of it, sometimes what people will do is they'll just cut it, cut down so they can get it, you know, the root system out and just kind of flip it over into the soil, or they'll just get rid of it. And then just adding compost and, you know, any type of soil that you have in the area, maybe the local garden center or a yard will deliver, you know, a couple yards of the soil and compost. What I like to do is just mix that in with the soil that's existing there. Even though you have a sandy soil, you're adding some of this compost and dirt to really enrich that soil that's there. From there, what I would do is, build up that soil a bit, adding some, right from the get-go, some garden tone from a spoma, mixing that into the soil based on how big the plot that you're using is, and getting that mixed in well with the soil. A lot of times what people will do is rototill. Sometimes that's, not the best idea. If you had an area that, it was a lawn, but it had some weeds in it, rototilling can take those weed seeds that are in the existing soil that's there and bring them right to the surface. Some people don't like to do that all the time just because they don't want to bring anything to the top, right? But really taking a look at that soil and getting it taken care of. Another thing you can do with the soil prior, just to kind of find out what's going on, get a soil test taken of the existing soil that's there. Kind of see what you're dealing with so that you can get the right elements into the soil. That's probably step one. I would still bring in soil no matter what. Because of the fact that you're going to need it in an area that you're saying it's already sandy. Let's get some compost. Let's get some soil in there so that we can have a nice rich base for it for the plants that you're looking to do. So that's where I would start when it comes to the garden. So basically start with the soil test of the existing plot of land that you're going to use. And the best way to do that would be to go to the four corners of the area that you're doing and one in the center, dig down with a shovel. And at the bottom, so say you take a regular, long-handled shovel. You put the shovel into the ground and you dig and you kind of go back and forth with the shovel. What's on the lowest part of the shovel is the soil that you want to get tested. Okay, so take that, put that soil, all the five spots that you do, put it in a container. Let it sit outside for 24 hours so it kind of dries out a little bit, and then you can get it tested. The rest of what we're going to talk about, I want you to hang tight for me. On the other side of the break, I'll give you more information on what we need to do with your veggies, etc. So hang tight, we'll be right back.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There are more than 278,000 cases of coronavirus in the U.S., and New York City has the most cases. Mayor Bill de Blasio says they're scrambling to get hospital beds, protective clothing, and ventilators to meet the need.
We are beginning now a race against time as we prepare for next week.
President Trump says
the federal government's done its best for New York, blaming the state for not having enough ventilators.
Well, I always knew that pandemics are one of the worst things could happen. There's been nothing like this since probably 1917.
He's announcing new federal guidelines that recommend Americans wear face coverings when they're out in public.
These face coverings can be easily washed or reused. I want to emphasize that the CDC is not recommending the use of medical grade or surgical grade masks.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Andy in regards to starting a vegetable garden. We talked a little bit about soil tests, what you can bring in for soil, etc. We did discuss, basically his area has a lot of sand, sandy area. So bringing in compost and soil is definitely the way to help that out, right? So that's what we're looking to do to add into that soil. Get a soil test. The other thing I would do, Andy, if you're bringing in any soil from, a yard, a garden center, or something that's somewhere there, ask and see if they have a soil test taken for their soil already, right? A lot of them need to have it in order to sell the product. So that way, you can really get the baseline of what you're doing. That soil test is going to tell you, where we're at for pH. pH is a very big thing when it comes to the soil. We're looking to have a more neutral to closer to alkaline soil base for the plants that you're looking to grow in a vegetable garden. We're looking to have in the sixes, 6.5 to 6.8. So that's going to be the base that you're looking to get to. So depending upon what the soil test results from this season, from your existing garden, that will tell you what you need to do in the future. Because you're going to bring in fresh compost, fresh soil, but that's only going to last really for a season. Once it gets mixed in with your regular soil, then you'll start to get some of the habits of the soil that's existing. So once you kind of get that done, that will help you going forward. Now, as far as growing in this area, a lot of people at this time are growing their own plants from seed, starting by seed at this point. You know, tomatoes, peppers, they're going out getting, you know, different lettuces, spinaches, squashes, everything, starting from seed in a small container in the house at this point. As far as, you know, those plants are going to start arriving at the garden centers soon to be able to plant outside, right? Now, where I am in New England, we usually wait until about May 20th before we go outside with a lot of our vegetables. Tomatoes are one of them that come to mind, because that's usually when the last frost is. Now, in your area, if we kind of, you're going to be, you know, if we were to draw a line basically where I am to Minnesota, we would, you'd be above us a little bit. So you'd almost be a little bit later than that. So you might be looking at, you know, maybe a June 1st type before you go outside. Obviously, that's something you're going to have to be able to tell from the weather that is in your area. If you notice that it's going to stay warm, then you can get them outside to start growing, right? Where, so what you would want to do is, if you're growing from the seeds, you can start them now. Get a grow light, right? Something to help keep that light in there, or unless you have a very self-facing window with tons of light exposure. Myself, I have one window that's self-facing, and it's just not enough where it is. I don't have enough space to really put anything for the sun. So I purchased a small grow light. People use them as like construction sites. They're the ones with like the silver dome around it. People will also use it for like little chicks when they're hatching, being over them. Those types of light is what I'm using. Just a simple light. Putting that over the seeds, and we've done it here, and I'm just growing right now spinach in the house. The kids wanted to try something. This was a nice easy one. But the spinach is growing based on that. I'm keeping the sunlight on there like it would be a full day. You know, starting in the morning, you know, depending upon when you're in there, 7, 8 a.m. and going till about 7, 8 a.m. at night to try and push their growth a little bit. So that's how you could start them indoors to get them outside. But a lot of plants right now, unless they're the coal crops, you know, your kales, your broccoli, Brussels sprouts, those types, we don't want to start planting those outside yet in the northern part of the country. It's just too cold outside. There's the frost ability that could be happening. Frost can kill all new growth on the plant, stunt the growth, and not, you wouldn't be successful. Now, you had brought up zucchini. Zucchini would be some of the same ways. I would like to purchase something myself when it comes to zucchinis, because once you get them in a pot at home, they start to bush form, really. That's what they're looking to do. And if you get too far ahead and then transplant it out into the garden, so say you were to start now and get it into the garden, not until middle of May, sometimes what happens with those is they don't transplant well. So if you had, for example, I had some squash in a garden a number of years back that when I planted them, I just planted them way too close. And so I spread them out a bit, maybe towards the end of June. I watered heavily and got them, but what happened was the one that I moved just never really got completely established. It grew, but you could just tell the difference in it. So it doesn't have that, it doesn't transplant as easily. So I like to have that one where I would be able to plant it outside. Now, as far as the growth of a zucchini, zucchini is one that the, you know, squash families will get a like powdery mildew or a mildew on the leaves. And what will happen is you'll start to see the leaves, they'll get, you know, they'll start to turn yellow and then they'll start to shrivel in there. It's because of the airflow that goes back and forth in between the zucchini. You want some of that airflow. But because the zucchini or any of the squashes are so dense with leaves, it's hard for the air to go through. So water will sit on the leaves longer, creating this mold. So what I like to do is just kind of thin out some of the leaves. And we're not talking making giant holes in the plant, but thin out a few of the leaves to really get them so that air can flow, the plant can move in the wind without actually just, you know, being one big unit. Some of the leaves can go on their own, right? That's what you're kind of looking for when it comes to a zucchini or anything in the squash family. So hopefully that gives you some ideas, Andy, and helps you out. So good luck with that, with growing, because I know a lot of people in the area are growing from home and doing those types of things now. But we just need to take a look at when the last frost is in your area. Like I said, where I am in Massachusetts, in Lowell, I know about May 20th is the date. That's the date where we want to keep, then we can start getting anything out there and leave it overnight. Could change. I mean, we're looking at 60-degree weather this week. I don't want everybody to get too excited. We still got to look at that weather going forward. So hopefully that helps out, Andy.
Yes, it does. But, I mean, like, buy seeds now and plant them now?
You can definitely buy seeds now. It's going to take some time for you to get them as it is. A lot of places are either sold out or they're experiencing very high calls volume. It's going to take some time to get them. I know some of them will take at least 7 to 10 days just to get out to you at this point. Whereas before it was just, a couple days. So definitely you could start them without a problem. A tomato, depending upon what you're looking for. What I suggest to do is go onto website, burpee.com. Reason why I want you to go on burpee.com. I mean, obviously they're a great company. They've been around for years, but when it comes to vegetables, I'm on the website right now. I'm going to click on a tomato and it's going to actually tell me, when I should be putting this, when I should be starting it indoors and when I should be putting it outside. They have a nice little map here on there.
Yep. Do they have a 1-800 number?
I don't see it on their website at the moment. I'd have to do a deep dive in here. So their website definitely has a calendar, right? It tells you to be starting indoors now. But then on there for the transplant, it'll actually say, depending upon, you can put in where you are, the date.
Kind of a temperature-based zone.
Yep,
kind of
exactly. Thing. And it will tell you when you can bring it outside. It gives you a bunch of information like days to maturity, what you need, how wide it's going to be, etc. So that's something to definitely take a look at. I look at that website when I want to see how long something's going to grow or when I should be starting indoors. It has a lot of great information on there. So you can definitely take a look at that when it comes to the seeds and when to start growing.
That's awesome.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for your help. And thanks.
No problem, Andy. Hopefully that.
Info.
Yeah, no problem. Hopefully you have a great garden this year and keep us posted.
I will.
Thanks, Andy. Have a great one. Bye-bye. All right, and our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to go right back into the phone lines. Nathan, who's up next?
Karen's in Manchester.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm calling about a couple of flowering things that I've...
Okay.
doing this year.
Sure.
Somebody gave me a nice little white lilac, which I've been trying to find, and it's an old established plant. I'm just trying to replace one. I just like that old vintage look with my others. But it was from, I guess, someone else's old shrub.
Okay.
Tree. And he very nicely put it in a, it's got to be 4 inches, you know, just the 4 inches plastic tall container. And it's only about 6 inches. And I've got a place where I know it's going to go. Here's the thing. It's already got little buds and everything all over it.
Yep.
Is it okay to put it in? I don't have to, like, trim that or anything, do I?
No. So what I'd like to see you do with the lilac, if you wanted to, has it been outside this whole time?
Yeah, he's kept it out.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he dug it and left it on his porch and on his breezeway, and it's been in the sun. I've got it out on my table outside. I left it out last
night.
I just thought of.
Well, I mean, if it's been outside... It should be fine.
Yeah, okay.
Definitely just take a look at it. See the buds. The buds, if they've barely popped, you know, if they're just forming, the plant's going to be all right.
Okay.
I think in a lot of the areas, we didn't get too cold.
Right.
I mean,
and
we were at like
30 today this morning.
Yeah.
So
I think you're going to be fine with that. If you want, just, we're going to break, so I don't want to just cut us off. I want to be able to give you some more information.
Okay.
So hang tight with me during the break.
Okay.
When we get back, I'll give you some ideas of what you can do to really get it established. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. So we're going to take a break here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. We'll be right back.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890, BioSafe.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub-damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to the Paul Perrin Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Karen in regards to her lilac. She got it as a, I wouldn't call it a cutting, but it's got a root system already. So you've kept it outside, which is great because it's acclimated to the weather. It's not one that you would have to keep inside, maybe repot and get it established that way.
No, yep.
This is one where you'll be able to actually get it right into the ground. Now, how long has it been out of the ground?
Just a couple of days at the most.
So that means in the area that you're in, that the ground is, you know,
still cold.
Diggable. Right?
Yeah, right.
You can actually...
Yeah, where he dug it, yeah.
Yeah, you'll be able to actually get it right into the ground. So yep. What I'd like to see you do is get some sort of like a planting mix.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to add it to the soil. And now I know this is a small cutting.
Yep.
But what I'd like to see you do is get a hole that's dug maybe about a foot wide in like a big circle. Take all the soil that's out there. Put it to the side, take some planting mix or any type of compost, something along those lines,
mm-hmm.
and mix it with that existing soil on the side there. You know, not, don't take like a full bag. I want it to be like a 50-50 mix.
Right.
So, and add, then when you're planting, add that mixture that you've done into the soil, plant that lilac in there.
Mm-hmm.
What I'd also like to see you do is use either a Biotone starter from Espoma.
Yep.
That is a great product. The granular form has those mycorrhizae in it that will beneficial for that root system.
Yep.
And then something else to be looking to do would be using the protolyzer from Natural Alternative. That protolyzer is going to act as like a 1-2 punch. It's like a vitamin for your plants, but it's going to help the fertilizer be even stronger.
Okay,
so you could get that right out in the ground now. If you're looking at, like, say we have a day where it's going to be really, really cold in the 20s,
yeah.
maybe it's putting like a blanket or something over it or putting mulch around the mm-hmm. stem that's there. But I think since it's been outside and it's stayed outside, you're going to be fine.
Yeah, it never came in. Yeah.
Okay.
I know you had, I may not even get it in until I get my stuff and...
And that's
maybe
that's
until
perfectly
the end of next week, so.
That's perfectly all right. Just make sure you water it. Keep it nurtured like you would if it was in the ground already,
okay.
And just take care of it that way. But I think you're going to be fine leaving it outside and just getting it right directly into the ground when you can.
Great. Now, my second question was about a hydrangea that I have. It's not very, it's just kind of long and straggly. I thought it would do well where I put it, and that was a mistake. It needs to get transplanted. Is now the time?
So earlier the better in the season before it's really started pushing. You might, depending upon the variety, see a little bit of lacking in the buds this season from it.
There's not going to be a whole lot less lacking than I had last year.
Yeah, so, I mean, at this point it's kind of like, what are you going to do, right?
Right, right.
But I'd do it earlier the better.
So next
right?
weekend too.
Yeah, so at this point, so what I'd look is put the shovel in the ground where, on the outside, where you would start to dig the root ball for this.
Okay.
See how the ground is. If it's really wet still, which it probably will be.
Right.
You don't have to worry about watering. If it's kind of dry, I'd mm-hmm. actually wait. I'd actually put the shovel in the ground sooner rather than later, so you can kind of see. But we've had a ton of rain in the past few days, so I think it's going to be wet.
And it's kind of mossy where it is.
Okay, so it's probably pretty wet. So you won't have to worry about watering, because when I transplant something, I like to water the night before heavily. So
the plant itself before
the plant itself, because what it does is the plant's going to start to absorb that water to help with some of that transplant shock.
Okay, good. Okay.
Okay. And then when you move it, you'd use that same Biotone starter. I'd use the protolyzer to definitely really help it through that shock area. Both of those products are built just for that.
Okay, great.
Alrighty.
Yep, and the protolyzer, is that anything I'm going to be able to get?
So you can get it online. You can get it online at naturalalternative.com.
Okay.
They're still shipping. So you don't even have to go to the store for that. You go right to you get it right to the house and you won't have to worry. I know they're taking extra precautions there.
Sure. What about fertilizing after that? Will I be okay?
So I wouldn't fertilize anything on that until later.
Okay,
like a 10-10-10 once it gets established, okay?
Perfect. I thank you very much.
All right, Karen, have a great one.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye. We're going to be right back.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.